Lately, my go-to crystal has been the rose quartz. I love the rose quartz, and I don't know if any of you guys are into crystals or that sort of thing, but the rose quartz is a crystal, and it's like pink. It's very pink, clear and cut. It's a light pink. And it's a crystal of unconditional love, healing, loving yourself, loving someone else. It's a love crystal. So lately, I've been rocking that crystal. I have a necklace and I have a tower that is rose quartz. And I've been rocking it because it's a good crystal. It really is a great crystal to have, especially because I'm in my self-love era. So I'm loving myself. I'm treating myself. I'm taking myself out on dates. I be getting my hair, my nails done. I get my body rubs. I go to the gym. I eat whatever I want. I eat whatever I like. Life has been really great. And I've been telling myself that I love you. I've been saying I love you, Shauna, all the time. Or when I'm in my creative bag, I'm like, I love you, dream. So I've been really loving myself and it's paying off. The results are great because I'm thick now. I got titties and ass. My ass is big. My titties is big. I'm gaining weight. I'm gaining happy weight. My mind has been clear. I've been moving in a way that brings wealth and abundance and peace. But I wear this crystal a lot when I'm doing these things. And it's been allowing me to heal. It's been allowing me to heal. And get back to myself. It's been allowing that. And I'm just popping. I'm popping right now. I'm popping. I'm shitting glitter, dazzling rainbows, confetti and fucking sparkles. Like I'm really that bitch right now. And I love being that bitch. I love waking up every time when I'm getting ready to go to work and realizing that I'm that bitch. 'Cause it took a long way to get here. I had to heal from past disappointments. I had to heal from past disappointments from dumbass people, just weird ass people who don't give a fuck about me, was in my energy just to soak up my energy, just being around me, just to be around me. I understand I'm a vibe. I really understand that I'm a vibe. I'm very nonchalant. I don't make a big deal out of things. I don't be putting the pressure on people or things. I always give good advice. I always speak my mind. And I'm real funny and I be cracking jokes and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And I be laughing at shit because I laugh to keep from fucking crying because I'm done crying. I cried enough. So I'm healing. And I'm understanding that people are not perfect, and there's people that are going to come into my life that are going to disappoint me. I'm going to be disappointed by people, and people are going to disappoint me. And I may disappoint somebody. I don't fucking know. But I know that people are not perfect. Then I know that, people are just not perfect. People are going to be who they are. But it's okay to have standards. It's okay to have those standards and those morals and those values. It's okay to have a code and pay attention to how people are the first time around. Pay attention to how they act. Pay attention to how they carry themselves. Pay attention to how people deal with things. So I can understand to not allow myself to be disappointed by people. I have to allow that for myself. I have to allow myself not to be disappointed by people. you know, manifesting love. I decided to manifest love into my life, and I wanted to do that for me. I didn't want to do that for anybody else. Cause like I had crushes on people for like the last few years, you know, I had crushes and stuff like that. And a lot of them just ain't work out. These crushes that I had on these guys, it ain't work out. So I kind of just let go of having a crush on people and just decided to have a crush on myself. And when I started having a crush on myself, I started like really just building myself up, because I didn't realize I was attractive. I'm a very attractive woman. I'm very, very attractive. I'm sexy as hell. I'm fine as shit. I'm intelligent as life. My emotional patterns are very good. I have great emotional patterns and I got great emotional intelligence and I'm very attractive. I'm sexy. I'm very passionate. You know, I'm just a very attractive person. I just really am. And I can't help myself. Like I can't, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just that bitch. I'm just popping like that. But in order for me to have time and love someone else and accept someone else, I have to find time to love me and accept me. So, you know, with manifesting love, like I take myself out and I take myself out to the most bougiest restaurant I can find. Now, like I said, I'm pescatarian. So I try to find a place that has seafood. If a place has seafood, I'm on it. I'm straight up on it. You know, I like to go out and I like to eat. It don't matter if the place is dumb bougie or a little bit bougie. I like to go out to eat. I like to be where I want to be. So I'll take myself out to eat. I'll take myself out to do something fun, like ice skating, roller skating, going to a movie, you know, just doing something. I always take myself out on a date and I always make sure that I look good. Lately, I've been wearing my natural hair. So, you know, I keep my natural hair up. You know, I wrap it. I wash my hair all the time. I make sure my hair has all the oils and stuff like that. You know, and then I make sure that I keep my wardrobe up. I be buying a lot of clothes. I got a lot of shoes now. So, you know, whatever my style is, I make sure I go with it and I keep myself up. And I truly be loving on myself and I be playing on myself. I be having my little toys and little shit like that. I read my little erotic books and stuff. I do all this stuff by myself because, you know, I'm single. And just because I'm single don't mean that I'm a lonely bitch, because I'm not lonely. I be having fun with my motherfucking self. Like, I should have been doing this a long time ago. And I'm glad that I'm at this stage now where I'm in my, you know, some people love to say they soft woman era. I'm in my lover's era. And I'm just truly manifesting love. I'm having compassion. I'm meditating. I have an app that's called the Calm app. I recommend everybody to get it because it's really, really good. Whenever you need like a therapist, you need to meditate, you need to journal, get to the root of things happening in your life and trying to make sense of them. And not only that too, but you want to have mindfulness, because there's a lot of times where we go through our days and we might make a mistake or, you know, or we might go through something with people, or like, you know what I'm saying? And you want to have mindfulness. You want to be mindful of yourself. You want to truly know yourself and know what those triggers are, so you don't allow yourself to overstep or cross a boundary in your life. You don't want to be caught slipping. So The Calm app keeps me from slipping. I meditate. It has a lot of meditating exercises. My favorite one is the Daily Calm. And then I have, you know, I journal. It gives me a journal prompt every day. And I do the gratitude journal. I remind myself of what I'm grateful for every single day. And that's very important. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be caught slipping. I don't want to be caught doing something that could cause my abundance or my wealth to crash. I have to have a stable foundation for myself. When you're manifesting love, you are manifesting a foundation. You want to have a beautiful foundation for yourself. You want to have something that's stable that cannot break or not fold. And for me, meditating and journaling works for me. And it's helping me get my mental back. It's helping me to understand myself. It's helping me to address the inner child and whatever other issues that I may have or be dealing with. The Calm app helps. And I recommend everybody get it. If you have Google Play or the Apple Store, you can go and get it. And they're offering a 50% deal right now. So make sure y'all take advantage of that. Go on the Google Play Store or the App Store and you can get the app. It's called Calm, C-A-L-M. Get it. I promise y'all, y'all not going to regret it. Take at least 5 to 10 minutes of your life to get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your heart right. Get your spirit right. I'm telling you, get the Calm app because I have it. And y'all can follow me on Instagram where I document my journey on my Instagram stories. So yeah, when you manifest in love, that's what it is. You got to take care of your mind, body, and soul. You got to take care of your mental, your physical, your spiritual, your emotional, and your financial. But in order for to take care of the rest, you got to take care of your mental. That's very important. And a lot of people will skip over that. So with manifesting love also comes with the reality that love don't cost a thing. Love don't cost a thing. And ladies, especially, understanding that love don't cost a thing, you have to really have standards. It's okay to have standards. It's okay to have preferences. It's okay to have all of that shit. But what you really want to have is you want to have a code of standards for yourself. You want to have a code of morals and values for yourself. Them is the three things you want to have, because trust me when I tell you, love don't cost a motherfucking thing. Lately, we've been hearing stories of Cassie and Diddy, Kiki Palmer and her baby daddy Darius. We've been seeing relationships fail left and right. Jeezy and Jeannie Mae. You know, it's a lot of famous people who been in relationships, and we all have seen these things play out in public because these people don't know how to keep their lives private anymore. And the one of the things that I'm seeing is that love don't pay the bills, and love don't keep a foundation going. If your foundation is built off of lies, clout, being a beta, and just trying to see whatever benefits you can get, whatever those benefits may be, shit will fucking crash. I want to talk about this little Kiki and Darius situation, right? So Kiki Palmer, she filed for custody, primary custody of her son. And then after she filed for primary custody of her son, then she also decided to file a criminal complaint against her baby daddy for abuse and for abuse, basically. She's, I guess, stated in this paperwork that she'd been abused by him, that, you know, he's put hands on her around their child. And in the following days since then, she's released pictures from videos that have been taken in her home of the said alleged abuse. And so because of this, now we have a man who's not able to be a father to his son because of these certain situations. I want to talk about the Cassie and Diddy situation, because we all know the singer Cassie, right? So Cassie, who is now married to a personal trainer, her and Diddy used to be together. They were together for a very long time. I think 11 years, maybe 10, 11 years. And then they broke up like 3-4 years ago. So nonetheless, she filed a lawsuit against Diddy for sexual abuse, domestic violence, and a whole bunch of like crazy shit, right? And then days after her filing that lawsuit, they settle. So basically, he gave her some money, paid her off, and now the lawsuit is out of court. They settle. And, you know, then of course you got the Jeezy and Jenny Mai situation. Young Jeezy, who is a rapper, filed for divorce from Jeannie Mae, who is a television personality here in the United States. They only been married, what, maybe a year or so less, maybe. They have a child together, and he filed for a divorce. And it's so many people filing for a divorce, and there's so many people splitting up, and there's so many people filing charges and filing lawsuits against each other due to abuse and things like that. So let me tell you something. Love don't cost a motherfucking thing. And this is what I mean. For ladies, you have to have some standards, morals, and values, and stop letting these men get to you so motherfucking easily. A lot of women be wanting to settle to be baby mamas, but don't want to be a wife. A lot of these women settle to be baby mamas, sneaky links, side hoes, but don't want to be the main bitch, don't want to be the wife, don't want to be the beneficiary, don't want to be the main bitch. And that's the problem. A lot of these women get into relationships with these men being beta hoes. As long as you getting attention from a nigga, as long as you getting some money from a nigga, that's all that will constitute you for dedicating your time and your energy towards a nigga. Let me tell you something. A lot of you women be having shit fucked up. Attention and motherfucking money shouldn't be the only things that'll keep you locked in with a nigga, knowing that a nigga can play with you, beat you the fuck up, treat you any kind of way, motherfucking have you as the side bitch. Have you as a garbage disposal? Nah, y'all need to have some motherfucking morals, values, and a set of standards for your goddamn self. Understand that love don't cost a motherfucking thing. And if your shit ain't together as a woman, if your shit ain't together as a woman, then you getting with a nigga, and he gonna know when your shit ain't together. He gonna do whatever the fuck he wanna do to you because your shit ain't together. Understanding that love is peace. Love is peace. A lot of you women come with baggage and fucking drama that you refuse to let go of for I don't know whatever the fuck reason. But if you think that you want to become a high value woman and get with a high value man and have abundance and wealth coming into your life, understand that love is peace. Love is peace. Love is not drama. Love is not carrying baggage. Love is not having baggage. Love is not having baggage. A lot of women be carrying drama and dead fucking weight from the last relationship. A woman will become newly single knowing that she has suffered trauma from the last situation that she's been in. And so if you know you carrying dead weight and baggage and you all fucked up mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially, you got to get your shit together. Get some goddamn peace in your motherfucking life. Understand that when you get into the top, it's going to be lonely there. Sometimes having a lot of people around you is going to be your biggest downfall. Sometimes letting go of motherfuckers be your biggest goddamn blessing. Have some motherfucking standards and goddamn morals and values about your motherfucking life. Understand that you could do all bad by your motherfucking self sometimes. Sometimes you gotta be in solitude and sometimes you gotta make shit shake by your motherfucking self. And understand that being around chaos and drama and arguments and shit with people, that shit ain't no motherfucking fun. That shit is boring as hell and it'll drain your motherfucking energy. And then you wondering why you always in some motherfucking shit. You gotta get your shit together. Love is peace. It's okay to cut shit off. Cut the motherfucking situation off. It ain't doing you no well. Cut that motherfucking nigga or that bitch off. They fake as hell and they don't mean you no motherfucking good. Get rid of dead motherfucking weight. Throw away some goddamn shit. Sit in some quiet. Sit in some motherfucking quiet. Go outside. Hug a tree. Breathe some motherfucking air and kiss some goddamn grass. Love is peace. And when you can sit in peace and observe the quietness and be appreciative and grateful in that, then you'll truly understand how peaceful your life can truly be. Because I'm a bitch with some motherfucking wet ass pussy, fat ass motherfucking pockets. Clear ass skin and the serotonin and the dopamine be on motherfucking high. Okay? Life is good. And that's because I had to take charge of myself. I had to literally let it be known that I be disappointing my motherfucking self because I be putting expectations on people, knowing from the jump. They showed me who the fuck they were and showed me what their low ass expectations was. It's okay for me to be optimistic, but I live in reality. And now my expectations are low of motherfucking individuals. I have low expectations of people. I do. I do. And I move accordingly. I move accordingly. That's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? I love being by myself and I love being in solitude. Let me tell you something. In my little ass space, in my big ass world, I accumulated so much. I accumulated so much wealth and so much abundance. And that was because I had to really shape my life the way that I saw my life being. I had to shape that. And I had to, start taking accountability and responsibility for my life. I realized that because of where I'm at now, I know that there's motherfuckers from the past stalking me, lurking. And seeing me do motherfucking good, and so they want a piece of this. And I'm sorry, but as a woman of the 1%, you ain't getting a piece of this. You ain't finna come in my life and fuck up my life. I don't tolerate people coming in my life and fucking up my life. I don't tolerate that. When I notice that people be on bullshit, when I notice you on bullshit, I'm gonna call you out. And if I don't call you out on it, then I'm kicking you the fuck out. And even if I do call you out on it, I'm gonna kick you the fuck out. And if I don't call you out on it, I'm still gonna kick you the fuck out. So either way, I'm gonna kick you the fuck out. One thing about me, I don't need friends. I don't need friends. I'm my own best friend and I'm my own motherfucking lover. Shauna makes the motherfucking money. Dream makes the motherfucking money. Dream gives the passion. Dream gives the motherfucking motivation. Shauna gets up, takes the motivation, manifests that tenfold, and then go and motherfucking get it. I'm a go-getter, and I'm not with no motherfucking bullshit at all. I love on my own motherfucking self. I give myself orgasms every motherfucking time I get a goddamn chance to. I got motherfucking money, and I got a queen-size motherfucking bed with a wet-ass pussy, and I cook good, and I ain't got to double back on my chicken twice. So motherfuckers really think that I'm gonna let a nigga or another bitch come into my life and think they finna play with me? Hell no, motherfucker. I work 8 hours a motherfucking day. I work 70 hours every 2 motherfucking weeks. I goes hard and I'm about my motherfucking check. I'm about my check. Ka-ching. But in all of that, I am a lover. I am a lover. I'm very passionate. I know how to kiss. I know how to hug. I know how to communicate. I know how to heal. And I know how to slob down and get a dick wet. I know how to make someone feel good. I'm a vibe. I'm a vibe. I am a lover. I'm very empathetic. I can understand your situation and I can understand your situation. I'm a lover to where I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. I'm a lover because when I look at someone, I see more. I see more and I see potential. And I'm a lover, and I'm a lover that I understand that my job is not to build you up. My job is to help you see who you are and then make sure you build yourself up. I'm a lover and knowing that I'm very loyal. And when I have my eyes set out on you, my eyes are set out on you and only you. I'm a lover to where I am the table. I'm the table and a chair. All I need for you is to bring your chair and sit your ass down and get this damn loving. I'm a lover. I'm big Gemini. I'm an alchemist and I'm a lover. I will love a nigga till the motherfucking end. But understand this. As a lover, I am the 1% of woman. As a lover, I'm making sure I heal my inner wounds so they don't bleed out on you. If you gonna be my lover, you need to have morals and values and a standard. You need to have a code of ethics. You need to be a part of the 1%. There's a club, and it's WAP and a 1%. I'm in the 1% of women. Are you in the 1% of men? And with that being said, y'all already know what the fuck going on. This your girl, Dream Nicole, and this is Don't Kill the Messenger with Dream Nicole, season 3. All right? Not only am I the alchemist, not only am I the big Gemini, but I'm also the lovers.